Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next 10 minutes, Paul Joseph Watson is set to publish a key report at PrisonPlanet.com dealing with President Obama and October or even early November surprise, staged terror attacks. We've learned to read the signs when they're considering staging an event. They are full court press right now, hyping that terrorists may strike the United States. And we have Obama and Clinton advisors like Robert Shapiro saying what Obama needs is a giant terror attack to win the midterm elections and to get a second term in 2012. I mean, they're out in the open talking about this. The criminals that run our government, that run many other governments, have been caught staging events. Hitler did it. The czars did it. After them, the communist Russians did it. I mean, it's a favorite tactic used. And so this detailed report that I consulted with Paul on has got a lot of key bullet points, and that's coming out in the near future. We'll cover that after we get into the economy coming up. Well, there I was back in late July, and we wrote multiple articles at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com predicting staged terror attacks. And if you go listen to the full shows that we did on it, I even, of course, and we're busy pulling those clips up, because we don't sit here when I make predictions and just mark them down, something we really ought to do so they're easier to pull. But listeners are welcome to go to our YouTube channel that has most of the shows posted, or the MP3s, all archived at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the video archive there, and help us pull all of these predictions out for the general public. But it's not hard to make those predictions when you understand the globalist mindset and game plan. And when you see all of these Obama advisors out in the open saying, if we don't have an Oklahoma City or a 9/11 event, so Obama can look like a strong leader who protects us, we're going to have total political destruction. But I've pointed out that even staged terror isn't going to work for them anymore, because the vast majority of people are very suspect of this. They don't buy into it anymore. I said last night that I believe you're going to see more of these packages mailed and bombings. I'm on record saying Friday and Sunday, on Friday's show and yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, that there's a very good chance we're going to see more events leading right up until tomorrow. Well, here is Reuters. Greece intercepts parcel bomb addressed to Sarkozy. Again, Greece intercepts parcel or package bomb addressed to Sarkozy, and Greek police intercept a booby-trap parcel addressed to French President Nicolas Sarkozy on Monday after another package exploded at a courier company in Athens, slightly wounding an employee. The heat is on. And notice they're claiming a leftist-slash-communist group did this. Now, I'm no fan of leftists and communists, but if you go back to Patty Hearst, it was declassified last year that she was FBI, and those were staged events to basically menace the public into giving up more of their liberty. And Nixon got caught wanting to bomb his own convention. That's even come out on Frontline on PBS, but they called it off. And we know about Operation Gladio and the NATO option in Europe. We have the former Italian president, who was also the former Italian intelligence head, coming out last year, talking about the U.S. government staging terror attacks in Italy to blame leftists. The Bologna bombing and other events, and that's exactly what we've got going on here. The evidence is clear. We've got Webster Tarpley coming on to talk about this. Paul Watson coming on to talk about it. We've got Wayne Madsen coming on to discuss it. All the election news, you name it, it's coming up. Paul Watson joining us via video Skype on the other side of this break.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be breaking down the economy, the huge developments on the eve of Super Tuesday tomorrow, November 2nd, 2010, less than 24 hours out right now from the historic midterm elections. It is November 1st, 2010, 2010, extremely long in the tooth. Incredible dirty tricks going on. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Phone recordings set off firestorm in Alaska. Republican Senate candidate Joe Miller of Alaska. CBS TV accidentally called and thought they'd hung the phone up, but left it on a voicemail, kind of like a pocket call when somebody's cell phone accidentally dials you. And they talked about how they were going to set him up and destroy him by basically having child molesters at his events, trying to get fights started, anything they can do. This is the type of dirty tricks that the Democrats, I mean, look, Republicans play dirty tricks as well. Politics is a dirty business. But Democrats have sold this image that, oh, Republicans are beating people up everywhere. Oh, Republicans are like brown shirts. They're like Nazis. For every video we find of a Republican beating somebody up at a Tea Party or a campaign event, there's got to be literally 10, 15, 20 of Democrats cutting people's fingers off, beating them up, beating their heads in with two-by-fours, assaulting people. John Stewart's employees beating up and being arrested. We Are Change people for politely asking questions. I mean, it's just mad dog attacks. So, again, I'm nonpartisan. I just call it like it is. The Democrats are the brown shirts here. and they're getting caught. So that's coming up. Great news on Rand Paul, headed for easy victory. They've got national polls out on that. He's pulled away in some polls over 15 points. Most polls are 11 points. The lowest polls have him with a 9-point lead. That's 4 points above the margin of error. This is amazing. Bill Clinton campaigns for you. In Florida, you lose. He campaigns for you in Kentucky, you lose. He campaigns for you in Pennsylvania, you lose. Newt Gingrich campaigns for you as a Republican in the primary against Rand Paul, you lose. People are sick of these establishment candidates. This is a major political realignment that is taking place. Also, coming up, this is out of the Pittsburgh News Channel, ABC News 4. Team 4, debt collectors accused of fake courtrooms, fake judges. This is exactly what the CPS does. This is exactly what the health department does in Texas, claiming you've got to take the Gardasil shot that's killed so many people and maimed so many others. They just lie and say it's the law. And they send out fake letters ordering you to do it. Well, now debt collectors are running the same scam. And that integrates in with his Star Tribune story, in jail for being in debt. And it turns out they haven't broken a law, but the courts are so corrupt, they'll still send you to jail, in some cases, for less than $100 that is owed to a private company. Here's another report from the ACLU, in for a penny, the rise of America's new debtor prisons, and that integrates in with the IMF tax tribunals coming to American soil, openly being announced. That's a story at Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo. And again, we're going to go over the economy. Speaking of the economy, I want to put up the photo that's on the Drudge Report's front page right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Watson's also got it linked up at PrisonPlanet.com. Brother, can you spare a dime? Man begs to Obama. Comes up to his motorcade and gets on his knees and begs. Remember all the people during the campaign and the day he got elected in November of 2008? It rejoicing in New York and Florida and Texas and California, think, thank you, President. I don't have to worry about my house payment. I don't have to worry about my car payment. Everything's solved. 2 years later, it'll be 2 years tomorrow, 2 years into his election, his inauguration was in January. In January 22nd, it'll be 2 years in office. The Democrats are openly talking about Obama not getting the nomination for the 2012 election. But if people think the Republicans are going to go in there overnight and fix everything, they've got another thing coming. It's the sustained anger that is going to change the face of this nation for the good. And if the Republicans think they're going to go in there and soft soap all this and whitewash it and sell PAP to the public, they've got another thing coming and they know it. That's why Senator DeMint last week said he may leave the Republican Party if they don't fully deliver on getting rid of Obamacare, cutting taxes. So that's just some of what's coming up on that front. We do have Wayne Madsen coming up in the middle of the next hour to talk about all the stage terror, and then Webster Griffin Tarpley also coming on, because this is so big. This is so important. Starting the show just a few minutes ago, I played a clip of late July when Paul Watson and I wrote articles with the headline, Clinton advisor tells Obama without stage terror, his political destiny is over. And we put those articles out, and I said specifically, look for more dud attacks like the underwear bombing, like the Times Square, because they have to use patsies who are mentally ill to go out and carry out these attacks, but it's ineffective. But more importantly than being ineffective, when it doesn't kill a bunch of people, then they don't have to have a real investigation. And Obama can say, see, I protected you. Well, Friday evening watching the news, Saturday and Sunday, listening to Beyond the Beltway yesterday, driving home after my Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I heard Democratic operatives on every radio channel saying, this shows Obama can protect you. But it also did something else. It didn't just let him grandstand as the savior who can get things done and our big daddy. It took over the news cycle Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to a great extent, as the news cycle Wednesday, Thursday into Friday morning was reporting one thing, total Republican wave, total anti-establishment wave through the Republican Party, with the system pulling out all the stops going after the real patriot candidates that the Rhino Republicans believe they can't control. Remember the memos 2 weeks ago that got leaked with the internal Republican Party, very scared of the Tea Parties? They haven't been able to fully take them over. And so it changed the subject Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now today, with new bombings in Europe, more parcels, bombs going off in Greece, bombs being delivered in France, it changes the subject to terrorism instead of the Republican wave. Because just like there was a Democratic wave in 08 for Obama, a lot of people who were on the fence, and national polls show even this weekend that upwards of 12% of voters in Gallup, it's 10 and some other polls, are undecided. That's that key group. But when the average kind of sheep-like person who doesn't really know where they stand hears, oh, everything's going Republican, they're going to win the House for sure, maybe even the Senate, just by taking control of the news cycle with these dud printer cartridge supposed bombs, that changes the subject away from political wave, total takeover, to, oh my gosh, Obama's keeping us safe, and may actually allow them to keep the Senate. Now, joining us for this segment, the next via video, Skype, is Paul Joseph Watson. He has a detailed report. CIA stooge Anwar al-Awlaki, prime suspect behind plane bomb plot. What did I say on Friday? Because I already knew Awlaki supposedly in Yemen with this new staged event. I said, you watch, they're going to blame it on Awlaki. By last night, Awlaki's behind it. He's behind the Fort Hood shooting, the government says. He's behind the underwear bombing. He's behind the Times Square bombing. But, of course, Fox News, leaked to Fox News, Anwar al-Awlaki at the Pentagon in a meeting 2 months after 9/11 when he's on the news as the number three man in al-Qaeda under Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman. That's a CIA code name. And then right on time, it's al-Awlaki again, exactly as we predicted. And, again, I'm not tooting my horn. This is incredibly transparent. All of this is. Now let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. We're about to go to break, Paul, but get into your report, CIA stooge al-Awlaki, prime suspect behind plane bomb plot. Hold on 1 second. We're not sending your audio to the network. Okay, start over, Paul. I'm sorry.
About these events is how it's benefiting the Obama administration. And literally about 20 minutes ago, the Wall Street Journal published an article entitled Package Bombs Help U.S. Defense in Cleric Case. Package Bombs Help U.S. Defense in Cleric Case. And it basically says that this latest bombing attempt aids Barack Obama's geopolitical strategy to intensify the drone attacks in Yemen, which, of course, is justified by the fact that the so-called leader of al-Qaeda now, Anwar al-Awlaki, is now based in Yemen. And he's being fingered again as the mastermind behind this latest plot. But as my article on PrisonPlanet.com today documents, and as we have documented on innumerable occasions in the past, al-Awlaki is a CIA stooge. He was meeting with the top brass of the Pentagon months after September 11th, after acting as the spiritual leader for the very hijackers on 9/11 who allegedly slammed Flight 77 into the Pentagon. So the guy who was their spiritual guru was meeting with Pentagon top brass just months later. And of course, al-Awlaki was the mastermind behind several other dud bombing attempts, the Christmas Day bomber, who of course was allowed on the plane by the State Department, the Times Square attempt, and of course the Fort Hood shooting.
Stay so there. We got a break,
delve
Paul.
Further into it.
Stay there. When we come back, I'm going to give you this the floor in this next segment, a little bit into the next after that, because this is so important. And again, we predicted this, and now we're explaining why it helps the globalists. I mean, they're telling you it's helping them. We'll be right back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
I want listeners to really think about how brazen and naked this is. 4 days before the election, on Friday, there are these package bombs mailed out. First, the FBI and Scotland Yard in England and the U.S. come out and say, we tested it, it's non-explosive material. Then Obama says, tentatively, we believe it's not a bomb, but is explosive material. Then they arrest this woman. Then they have to release her and say it was the wrong identity. The Yemeni's government comes out and says no packages were mailed from here in the 2 days before. Now we have a bomb that communists out of Greece supposedly tried to mail right at the same time, magically, to Nicolas Sarkozy. We know the NATO stay-behind networks have admitted, it's been declassified, with Operation Gladio, staged hundreds of bombings in Europe in the last 30 years and blamed it on their political enemies. We have the Italian president, former head of intelligence, going public on that. And it goes on and on. Then you watch the Sunday news shows or listen to talk radio, and it's, this makes Obama look really strong. He protected us again from an attack. The Christmas Day was a dud. The Times Square was a dud. And then it's always Anwar al-Awlaki who's hanging out at the Pentagon who's behind it, and they're saying he's behind the newest thing. So that's why they're doing it, and it changes the subject during the election, from the election, as the wave of anti-incumbency builds. As the wave of anti-incumbency builds, now this distracts on the eve of the election and may let the Democrats keep the Senate. It also distracts from all the election fraud news coming out. Paul Watson from England, please continue.
Well, exactly. It also acts as a kind of crushing momentum against the resistance to airport security measures. Remember, just days previous to this event, we had the announcement that airport security measures were going to get even tougher. And that came out at the same time that British Airways chairman Martin Broughton slammed US authorities for redundant and ridiculous airport security measures that had no effect whatsoever. And we also had, just the week before, dozens, actually up to 200 nations globally resisting Homeland Security's proposal to have body scanners as a mandatory device in airports around the world. So three separate issues related to airport security on which the authorities, the US authorities, were on the ropes. And then we have this strange series of events. And
Just to interrupt you, Italy's pulling the scanners out. It's all over mainstream news that they do cause cancer. And they announce, hey, we're now going to pat down touching your genitals and breast, everyone on top of naked body scanners. You don't like the scanners? We're going to go even further.
Right. And of course, Dubai International Airport had ripped the scanners out, saying they were a violation of dignity and privacy. And lo and behold, one of these devices is discovered at Dubai. Not needless to say that the United Arab Emirates authorities denied that any explosive device had been discovered there, just as the Yemeni authorities said that no UPS plane had left Yemen in the 48 hours previous to this series of events. So there's some massive manipulation going on with this timeline, which is why I wanted to just go through it again. President Obama, the White House announced through its own press release on Friday, was informed of this so-called unfolding bomb plot on Thursday night in the United States. Now, the first package was discovered at 3:30 a.m. at East Midlands Airport in England, which is about an hour from where I live, at 3:30 a.m. on Friday morning. So Washington time, that's 10:30 at night. So Obama, but basically at the same time as this package has been discovered at East Midlands, is informed of this unfolding bomb threat. David Cameron, now it turns out, we've just learned, was not informed of this threat whatsoever, even though it had started in the UK, until the next afternoon, which is when we found out about it. So Cameron's being kept out of the loop. Now, what happened was the airport officials at East Midlands, when they found that package at 3:30 a.m., inspected it for explosive material, and the test came up negative. And then Obama goes on TV, 3 hours later, and says that the evidence indicates that this was an explosive package designed to blow the aircraft out of the air. So after that, the U.S. authorities, and this is all in an article from the Nottingham Post, investigations continue into East Midlands Airport terror plot. After Obama says that it was an explosive package, US authorities then direct the East Midlands Airport staff to check the bomb again, and lo and behold, from it being a dud, it now becomes a major explosive device.
Stay so there, this is huge. Who's going to investigate the investigators, though? They say it's not an explosive, but Obama says it is. So it must be. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. This is very important information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Going back to Paul Joseph Watson's reports at PrisonPlanet.com, all these key articles he's been writing, breaking this down. Local British news is pointing out that the airport tested the supposed explosive device, and it was not explosive. But Obama said, check it again, it is. And they said, you're right, Mr. President, it is. Meanwhile, another bomb reportedly got mailed to Nicolas Sarkozy, the president of France. Another bomb went off in Greece, all of this conveniently ahead of the election tomorrow in the United States. We're going to go back to Paul Watson here in a moment, and I'm getting into the election, the dirty tricks, the economy, the police state debt collectors, the latest on these tens of thousands of pages of WikiLeaks documents that were released a week ago or so. That is all coming up today, but I first just wanted to point out to people that we have a powerful online video slash bookstore slash Patriot apparel store with ballpoint pens that have Infowars.com, flashlights, pocket knives, bumper stickers, citizen rule books, films, books, T-shirts, ball caps, license plate covers, all of it about getting the word out. And your purchases also make this syndicated radio broadcast possible. We're carrying other great films like The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, how the banks were planning to implode our economy and their master plan with the carbon taxes, the mortgage fraud, all of it covered. My classic film, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism, going over all the declassified admissions of our own government and other governments staging terror attacks. It's all available at Infowars.com. You can also order the new film on DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying?, produced by G. Edward Griffin. You can get the new film, Enemy of the State, documenting FEMA camps, documenting the martial law plan with security personnel being interviewed in Enemy of the State, the new film by Gary Franchi and William Lewis. That's excellent. I'm also, of course, interviewed in it, getting into the police and others being trained to forcibly inoculate you and your family. This is all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can see all of my films. Read my book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print. See the archives of the daily radio / TV show, a higher quality podcast. Every week now we're putting three or four new, exclusive, never-before-seen interviews up with Lord Monckton and people like Webster Tarpley and Alan Watt. And coming up, Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson. Never-before-seen interviews on video that I conducted. Dr. Russell Blaylock, that's going up later in the week. We are just adding more and more content to this armory of information warfare truth that is PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get, what is it, 2 or 3 months free, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I appreciate everyone that are members. We couldn't do it without you. Now, why is this so important? Well, I mean, we've read you the quotes of these Obama advisors over and over again, saying we've got to have some type of event so Obama can pose as a political savior. And I'm going to read some of those quotes again coming up. And then right ahead of the election, boom, the explosive packages start getting mailed out. It's Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA operative, as usual, that they say is behind it. In every one of these cases, Fort Hood had warnings and was told to stand down. They confiscated the cell phone footage. He was in contact with Anwar al-Awlaki. Al-Awlaki's hanging out at the Pentagon. He's behind the Christmas Day bomber, where they didn't just allow him to get on the plane. They helped get Mutalib on the plane. It's the same story over and over and over again, right as they want to expand attacks into Yemen, sell us the naked body scanners, the enhanced rape down where they squeeze your genitals and breast, now being announced, conditioning everyone to accept total police state and to distract people from the depression and the huge political wave of awakening that's happening right now. So Paul Joseph Watson, continue. When we went to break, you were getting into the fact that even the British government is saying, well, we tested the package. It wasn't explosive, but Obama says it is and waves his magic fairy wand and boom, it's a bomb. And now, as I predicted yesterday, we have this situation. Greece intercepts partial bomb addressed to Sarkozy. Again, this package bomb, parcel bomb. Greek police intercept a booby trap parcel addressed to French President Nicolas Sarkozy Monday after another package exploded at a courier company in Athens, slightly wounding an employee. So the globalists are activating their Operation Gladio NATO option networks. Police suspect the parcels were linked to Greek leftist guerrilla groups, have been admittedly part of Gladio. Greece has been rocked by a wave of gas canister and bomb attacks, usually claimed by leftist groups, since the police killing of a teenager in Athens. But notice this is all happening at the same time. The parcel that exploded in the hands of the female employee was addressed to Mexican embassy in Athens, police said. Shortly after the explosion, police arrested two suspects and detonated two more makeshift parcel bombs that carried a third one found at another delivery company. Are these just copycat bombers? There are some real bombers out there. They're very rare, but they do exist. Or is this part of the overall hysteria as the corporate system tries to distract from the rioting against tyranny in Europe, the political awakening in the West, all the things that are happening? Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, if it is copycats, then that only helps the authorities because it's the strategy of tension, like with Gladio. But the thing that renders this story suspect in the very least is not only the fact that the UK suspicious package was initially called a dud until Obama said otherwise, but even the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania and New Jersey packages, which were found the next day. Remember, this Obama was informed about this on Thursday night, apparently after receiving a tip-off from this Saudi individual who was an Al-Qaeda member only 2 weeks before, again linked to Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey. But then the next day, these packages at Pittsburgh and Newark, CNN reported that authorities at those airports had given, quote, the all clear. And so in three different cases, the authorities have said there's no explosives. Obama says otherwise, and suddenly everybody changes their stories. I mean, it's amazing. And of course, this morning we found out that the prime suspect is somebody who dined with top Pentagon brass. He's the guy who was in contact with this individual who supposedly made the ink toner cartridge bomb, who was the same guy who apparently made the underwear bomber device, which of course was complete false flag, as we've documented. U.S. State Department helped Abdul Muttalib get on the plane, well-dressed Indian man helped him get on the plane. So you have all these connections running through, and then you have the fact that the story was changed right from the very start to hype this non-event, essentially, into this massive terror plot, which they're now saying involved at least 26 packages, which could have caused massive explosions and blown these airliners out of the sky. So, I mean, as I wrote in my article, you know, within days, everything screams false flag, everything's suspicious, and everything runs through al-Awlaki. And then you had, instantly, they grabbed this Yemeni female student, again, to, I mean, Obama said, we don't have any details, but we know it came from Yemen. Well, yeah, that's because they want to intensify the drone attacks. The very next day, the New York Times aggressively pushed further incursion into Yemen. And only yesterday, I believe, they had to release this female Yemeni student because there was no evidence against her. And somebody's stolen her identity to mail the packages so they could be traced back to Yemen, which is exactly what helps the U.S. military-industrial complex and Obama's geopolitical agenda.
And then meanwhile, Obama gets to pose as our savior. Obama gets to distract everyone from the huge political wave that's happening and change the subject as the Democrats completely implode, along with establishment Republicans, as the braying Obamanoids that are still out there. He's lost about half his Democrat support. Over and over again, like sheep, say, Obama, Obama, Obama. And the Democratic Party activists all over TV and radio say, see, this shows you that Obama is going to protect us. Thank God we have this police state, because Barack Hussein Obama, he's keeping us safe, Paul.
Well, exactly. I mean, it crosses party lines because, as we know, former Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge admitted that the Bush administration would routinely pressure him to raise the terror alert. We documented dozens of examples where they were faking alerts for their political gain. And now Obama, you know, the change candidate, is taking a leaf out of Bush's book. And with the House all but certain to go back to the Republicans, the Senate is kind of hanging in the balance. And this is the very kind of event that could sway those undecided voters in the Democrats' favor. I mean, remember the Kerry Bush election. On the same day, I believe, the 29th of October 2004, we had the infamous Bin Laden tape where, you know, he came out against Bush. And, of course, it helped Bush at a time when they were even Steven in the polls and Bush won the election. So it seems almost every October before an election, we have Al-Qaeda step in to have their influence, and it always helps the establishment, the people in positions of authority.
And here's why the system's worried. In 94, they had Newt Gingrich, the pro-global warming taxer, the pro-global government supporter, the pro-open border CFR minion, lead the Republicans into a rat hole. This time, many of these Republicans are good people. They're anti-NAFTA, anti-GATT. They are anti-open borders. They are anti-carbon tax. They are anti-Federal Reserve. And that's got the system really scared. And many Democrats that won Democratic primaries, they were basically singing the same tune. So regardless of what happens with this election or whether they're able to corral and co-opt these new Republicans and Democrats, the issues are now becoming more and more central to reality. And we're now discussing things that really matter, like the banking cartel and all of this corruption. But the average person who listens to this show and who is informed about geopolitics, stage terror, provocateur terror, they're looking at this and saying, Anwar al-Awlaki runs all the attacks of the last 2 years. We've got all these conflicting stories about these toner bombs. This changes the political discussion from the huge political rout that's happening, where all these fence sitters say, I better vote Republican, like it's a horse race, like they're betting on the winner. I mean, it's very simple. It's like when Las Vegas gives 2-to-1 odds for a football team. Most people bet for the football team that's a shoe-in to win. And so they know that there was a complete implosion in Democratic confidence and that Republicans were set to take the Senate with another 2 seats. And this has put some momentum back into the Democrats to at least hold on to the Senate. But this whole thing is tailored for Americans who are kind of halfway paying attention. Because if you're not really paying attention, you just hear about toner bombs and Muslim terrorists and some guy named Awlaki. And you don't even know that he's at the Pentagon meeting with the brass and running all these attacks, even though it's admitted. So they're targeting people who are halfway paying attention or aren't really paying attention and just see the newspaper headlines or who are in a restaurant and see Fox News on the screen. But more and more people aren't halfway listening. They're really focused and they're remembering all of this and they're seeing this pattern. But yet again, we called it that there would be staged events right before the election. And I called it again last night, not because I'm smart, but because I study this and I know their MO. They follow these shake and bake, prepackaged. It's like buying a box of, pre-made pancake mix. All you do is add milk, stir it up, and put it in the pan. And we know the ingredients. We know the philosophy, the MO, the systems, the signatures that these people follow. We know the signs. And so I was able to say, look for more bombings. And I pointed out back in July when we made all these predictions, it could be bombings in Europe. It could be bombings here, but that they want duds so there's not a real investigation and so they can say, see, we stopped it, we protected you, and it changes the political discussion away from the economy and the open borders and the wars and the police state to, oh, look at what a great job Barack Hussein Obama did for us. Paul Watson, I want to read a quote here. And then I'm going to get your take on this and let you go, and I'm going to come back and get into the election, all the things that are happening on that front. But here it is. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. July 14th. So it wasn't late July we covered this. It was mid-July. And people can go up to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube where it's archived. They can go to that July 14th show when you were on. And the day after when you were on, I'm going from memory, but you can pull it up, where we laid out everything that was going to happen with total precision. And I said right ahead of the election, even days before the election. And here's the quote from the Financial Times of London. And in your article, you quote all these Republicans saying similar things over and over again. There's now another big news article out today where a Republican is telling Obama, attack Iran, this will help the economy. I mean, these guys are very brazen about what they do. because they're not just communicating to the public in these newspapers. Sometimes they're communicating with each other, like 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago when Gary Hart, CFR, Hart-Rubin Commission head, who wrote the Homeland Security Plan, sent a letter to Ahmed Dinajid and said, look, we'll stage terror attacks. You better do what we say. Don't just think because the public's against attacking Iran, it won't happen. Remember, we staged the Gulf of Tonkin and other events. But here's the quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence and, short of a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Here they are telling us why they do us. But look, Paul, he saved us from the printer bombs. He did what Robert Shapiro said he should do. He kept us safe. And Anwar al-Awlaki, like a jack-in-the-box, came right out of the box right days before the election.
Absolutely. And I mean, remember again, literally, it wasn't even four separate occasions that we said that Obama would seek to exploit a terror attack. I mean, remember his rhetoric last month. In fact, it was in September.
Yeah, we wrote articles about that where he said we may have to absorb an attack.
Absorb a terror attack.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So literally about five or six different articles. I wrote about three or four. Barron wrote one. Kurt Nimmo probably wrote some more. And just look how they've benefited. I mean, Yemen covert role pushed. Foiled bomb plot heightens talk of putting elite US squads in CIA hands. So the CIA patsy, Alaki, has helped the CIA once again.
Yeah, let's do a few more and look at the wide spectrum of how this moves their agenda forward on every front. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay. In this final segment on the subject, and I'm getting into the economy and the election fraud and your phone calls. We got Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley popping in later towards the end, dealing with the stage terror. We'll look at the economy. 9/11 has been used to launch all these wars, to give trillions of dollars to the military-industrial complex, to turn our country into a total police state. They admit that over 90% of the Homeland Security apparatus is pointed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. This is treason. And so if we don't expose 9/11, if we don't expose Anwar al-Awlaki at the Pentagon 2 months after he's the number three guy in al-Qaeda on the news, they will continue to stage events to move their agenda forward. But by exposing this system, we take their tool of false flag terror and this manufactured shadowy boogeyman of terror, and we break it. And we've damaged it, and that's why the system attacks 9/11 truth so much. That's why they hate it when we talk about the Gulf of Tonkin being staged, or Operation Northwoods, or Operation Ajax, or Operation Gladio. They can't stand it. And a lot of people in the military and government are good. They know what's going on. They're leaking this information. But this is how they're trying to move their agenda forward. Worldwide, terrorism is being used for an iron curtain of tyranny to descend upon the planet. And they want to change the subject away from the political awakening and the total sweep that's happening with the elections to how Obama is saving us and how the terror is real and how the naked body scanners are good and how the enhanced pat-downs where they grab your private parts now, how that is all a wonderful thing. And they think you're so stupid, and I'm so stupid, and Paul's so stupid, that we don't see all these Democrats and Republicans talking about how we need to use this disaster for what George Bush's father called for, a new world order. That's a Gary Hart quote. Gary Hart thinks you're so stupid that a year after he wrote that letter and published it in the Huffington Post to Ahmadinejad, that when We Are Change confronted him at an event and read the quote, he said, I didn't say that. It's not true. And they said, here's your quote. And he said, oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, I did say that. So they think you're so stupid. They're out in the open doing this. Paul, I'm worried about more events, but here's the key. By us exposing this and getting out ahead of this and the British government testing it and saying it wasn't a bomb, Obama had to come out and say, yes, it is a bomb. And they were like, okay, he says it's a bomb. It is. He's diagnosing it from 7,000 miles away, you know, on the East Coast. It shows that we are frustrating them and stopping them. And they don't want to stage big, hot events that kill a bunch of people, because then there at least has to be some type of investigation. They're just doing these dud events. So by getting the word out, just like on September 11th, I said they're going to launch a biological attack within a month. It was already going on. I know how they work. Paul Watson, 2 minutes left, final comments.
Well, another interesting thing is that Obama was able to be informed of this plot before Cameron was told about it, before any explosives had even been discovered. Because this Jabir al-Fayfi had informed the Saudis, who had then passed the information on to the US. Now, al-Fayfi was in Guantanamo Bay until 2007. He went back to Saudi Arabia after that. And then Saudi Arabia, which of course is completely controlled by the CIA through the ISI, al-Fayfi was dispatched to Yemen to infiltrate this al-Qaeda group in Yemen and provocateur and learn of the plot. So then he comes back to Saudi Arabia, tells the Saudis, who then inform the U.S. authorities and Obama. So the guy who's involved in this al-Qaeda group, supposedly behind this attack, is a Saudi double agent working for the Saudi intelligence services.
Paul, it's always the same, and that's what Tarpley and others have documented, that they took in all these innocent people at these camps all over the world, not just X-ray in Cuba, to find weak-minded people that would act as patsy handlers. Great job. We'll continue to read your reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us to expose the fake terror, false flag, October surprise.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.